You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nwemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Greetings, space cadets, and welcome to another hour of Cosmic Conversations on Kalam Astro. I'm your host, Ali Al-Nwemi, and I'm thrilled to take you on another interesting and interstellar adventure all the way to space. So I would encourage that you strap yourselves in tight, because we are in for a journey that's full of cosmic fun, discovery, and of course amazing insights into the wonders of the universe. So over the next 60 minutes I will be going off all the way to space with all of you guys, and we will reach the farthest reaches of our solar system and even beyond. We've got fresh updates from Mars, and well, let me keep the rest a secret and have you hyped up to stay tuned. So this is going to be a very interesting episode on Kalam Astro, so we will be right back after this short break. So I would encourage all of you to not change the radio waves, the journey is just starting. So keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nwemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Yes, this is Kalam Astro. Welcome back to all of these space fans and space lovers to another episode of Kalam Astro. Right, so kicking off today, we have exciting news, an exciting update, I must say. But before I give you the exciting update, I haven't asked you guys, have you enjoyed your Eid break? Was your Eid fun? Do text me on 4215. Let me know, how did your Eid vacation go? Did it go well? Did it not go well? Let me know. I would be very, very excited to hear your thoughts and comments. Now, going back to our topic, we have an exciting update, as I mentioned, from the Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology about a recent visit by a very, very popular historian of science. Now, I hope I get to pronounce her name correctly. Her name is Ilah Khairandish, right? So I just hope I pronounce the name very well. It's quite difficult. So yeah, Dr. Ilah Khairandish, she's a professor from Harvard University. So what happened was, on April 16th, she paid a visit to the Academy of Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology. And of course, the whole visit was organized by the Sharjah International Foundation for the History of Muslim and Arab Sciences. So Dr. Ilah explored the Academy's scientific facilities and departments, and she gained insights into the current research projects. Now, as a leading expert on the history of fields like optics and mechanics, Dr. Ilah was very, very, very happy, and she was very keen to learn more about the Academy's work advancing knowledge in all areas like space instrumentation and satellite technology. Not to mention that she also toured exhibits at the Sharjah Planetarium, and this has showcased the innovations of Arab and Muslim scientists through history, and I must say she was very, very happy. A little bit more about Dr. Ilah. Dr. Ilah Khairandish had quite some interesting publications. She has published extensively on preserving and sharing the scientific heritage of past Muslim civilizations, which must be a very, very interesting topic for me, because I love reading about Islamic civilizations or books of Islam, basically. So during her visit, she did discuss some interesting topics in Sharjah. She discussed potential opportunities for collaboration between the Academy and the Sharjah International Foundation for the History of Muslim and Arab Sciences on many projects revolving documenting historical discoveries, not to mention promoting the history of science as well. So I would definitely say that this was a very, very fruitful exchange, and this could definitely lead to a future of academic partnerships in the future. You never know. Right, so because, as I mentioned, she's quite a popular person. She's got a background as a Harvard professor, and no doubt Dr. Ilah had provided valuable perspectives with all of her publications and writings. And I've actually read a little bit of Her books and publications, they seem to be very, very quite interesting. Do search her name, Doktorela Gerandis, and I'm definitely sure that you guys will be amazed as well, just as I did. So I would say that we are glad that the Sharjah Academy is actively working to highlight all of these amazing contributions of Arab Islamic sciences, while also, we can say, pushing the boundaries with new research. Right, more and more is coming up next on Kalam Astro. So I would like to take a quick break, but I do not want all of you to go anywhere. We have just started. So do keep your radio waves right here with us on Pulse 95.
The heart of Sharjah.
This is Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Greetings, space fans, and welcome back to another amazing segment of Kalam Astro for tonight. Right, so we've got some big news regarding the red planet, planet Mars. Yes, and it's all about NASA's Mars sample return mission. Now, we all know, as many of you may know, of course, the Perseverance rover has been working very, very, very hard to collect rock and soil samples in Jezero Crater. Now, for those who don't know what Jezero is, Jezero Crater is on Mars, and it's about 45.0 kilometers in diameter, and it's thought to have once been flooded with water. So the crater contains a fan delta deposit rich in clay. So it's kind of like a lake. So the lake in the crater was present when valley networks were forming on planet Mars. So yes, Perseverance has been working very, very hard to collect rock and soil samples from Jezero Crater. But the problem is, there's a problem. NASA's original multi-billion dollar plan to get these samples to Earth has faced major delays and, we can say, cost overruns. It's been very, 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 very costly and expensive. Now, Bill Nelson, who is the NASA administrator, has recently announced that the agency, unfortunately, can no longer afford the $11 billion price tag and 2040 timeline proposed for the original architecture. So we can say that basically the sample return is quite costly. Now, with this shoestring budget, I would say, not shoestring budget, with this budget constraints, the priority of upcoming crewed Mars missions, we can say that NASA is just seeking for a new, more affordable approach. So NASA does not want to risk it and kind of like put $11 billion just to get a sample returned from planet Mars. Now, to develop innovative solutions, other solutions which are less costly, we can say, the agency is reaching out to its own research centers like JPL and private industry for fresh ideas, other private industries. So what they have done, that they've released commercial concepts and will hold an industry workshop later this month to see or find out other ways to get these samples from planet Mars without having to spend $11 billion. That's big, you guys, that's big money. Imagine if I got $11 billion. Imagine what I'll be doing with them. Right, I'll donate, you guys, I promise, I'll donate anyhow. Right, so by this winter, we can say, upcoming winter in 2024, NASA is aiming to evaluate new options that could potentially reduce cost and shorten the timeline, we can say. And this smaller rocket or less ambitious sample quantity from Mars will be more easy to get, right? So while it's still a technical challenge, we can say, NASA is definitely still committed to returning these precious samples as a national priority. So yeah, imagine these samples coming all the way from the red planet to planet Earth. That will be highly interesting. I'll probably be the first person to book all the way to America to go and get to see these amazing samples from planet Mars. It will be definitely interesting to see what creative solutions that would probably be coming very, very soon from both government scientists and private space companies, and what they will be doing to get these samples without having to spend $11 billion, as I mentioned. So, right. We hope to get more details with NASA's revised Mars sample return plan in the future. And I would say this is quite exciting, to be honest, because it is definitely an exciting development in humanity's ongoing exploration and discovery of the amazing red planet Mars. Can't wait for more news and more updates about the red planet in the future, and I definitely will always be keeping you updated on Kalam Astro. A quick break and we will be coming back. Do not go anywhere. Keep the radio waves locked on Pulse 95.
From the heart of Shasha, Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Well, well, don't we have an exciting discovery to report tonight on Kalam Astro. Now, this exciting discovery is all about a huge black hole that was just found lurking close to our solar system. Now, as you know, black holes are very, very dense objects in space that have enormous gravity. Not even light can escape from a black hole. So scientists use special telescopes like a telescope called Gaia to search the Milky Way galaxy for black holes. Now, what happened was is that recently, Gaia telescope have found evidence, concrete evidence of a very, very, very massive black hole, way more massive than any other stellar black hole ever found in our galaxy before. I can imagine how creepy that is. Right, so this black hole called Gaia-BH3 is over 30 times more massive than our own sun in the solar system. That's huge, and I mean it. I literally mean it. That's very, very huge. And this black hole has formed when a very, very big star, or much bigger than our sun, ran out of fuel. So it collapsed in on itself and became this super dense black hole, basically. Now, the best part is that Gaia-BH3 is very, very close to us, and it's only about 2,000 light years away. Now, I wouldn't say only, because 2,000 light years away is quite far as well for us, but that's the closest, so that's closer than any other black hole of its enormous size to be near us. Right, so the scientists were actually able to detect Gaia-BH3 because it is pulling on another star in its gravitational grasp. Now, by measuring how this companion star wobbles in its orbit, Gaia could determine there must be an extremely massive object there, tugging on it, a sleeping giant black hole, and that was it. Wasn't that cool? That was absolutely cool. I mean, think about black holes. Have you ever listened to a black hole and how does it sound? I thought I might play it for you. How about you have a listen and see what does a black hole sound like? I mean, if you were ever been sucked into a black hole, which probably would never happen, but let's have a listen and see how does it sound, or what does it sound like to be in a black hole. Let's go. You guys, that was a real black hole sound released by NASA previously. I think no one would love or would be, or let's say would fancy being sucked in right into a black hole after hearing this scary voice that felt like I'm in a horror movie. Just wanted to have all of you guys have a listen and just, you know, to get a feel of how scary is a big black hole is and how scary does it sound. A quick break and we will be coming back on Kalam Astro. Don't go anywhere and keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
95.
Talk about radio? It's Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. And now it's time to excitingly announce some stargazing news. Right. Now, let's talk about the full moon. Now, the next full moon will be next Tuesday, next week on April 23rd. But the moon will still appear full the night before and after its peak to the casual stargazer. So you'll probably be able to see it before April 23rd as in a full moon. But this month, April's full moon is also known as the pink moon. Now, this name comes from the bloom of the ground phlox. This is a pink flower common in North America. Now, April's pink full moon will follow the new moon on April 8th, which coincided with the highly anticipated 2024 total solar eclipse. Now, if you missed March's full moon, you can definitely see another full moon shining bright into the night sky on April 23rd, so you don't have to get to miss it. Now, most of the time, the full moon isn't perfectly full, as always, but we always see the same side of the moon. But part of it is in the shadow, and due to the moon's rotation, that is, and only when the moon, Earth, and the sun are perfectly aligned, you can get to see the moon 100% full. And that alignment produces a lunar eclipse. And sometimes, once in a blue moon, that is, the moon can be full twice in a month. Yes, two times in a month. This is only once in a blue moon. Or four times in a season, and that definitely depends on the timing. So I would say you can prepare for the next full moon on April 23rd and get your digital cameras and the excellent lenses that are available for your cameras, and it will never be easier to photograph the moon, which is our nearest neighbor in space, if you get to go to a very, very clear and easy spot to take a photo. As I mentioned, the moon is my favorite celestial body, so I do encourage all of you to send me your moon, full moon photographs or pictures. You can take it from your iPhones. iPhone works really great taking a picture of the moon. If you'd like to take a picture using your phones, I would definitely love to see the full moon on April 23rd. Do text us on 4215, DM us on our Instagram account, send us what pictures of the moon have you taken? I would definitely love to see them. So yeah, that was it. The next stargazing update is the full moon on Tuesday, April 23rd. Again, you can still see a full moon before April 23rd. That will be a day before. I'd be very happy if you guys send me a few, DM us on our Instagram account, and our lovely social media team will make sure to send them to me. A quick break and we will be coming back, so don't go anywhere. Keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
The heart of Sharjah.
The heart. The heart of Sharjah.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Yes, this is Kalam Astro. Welcome back to Kalam Astro, to our final segment, I must say, of Kalam Astro. I have genuinely enjoyed tonight's episode of Kalam Astro with all of you guys, and I do thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in all this time, and you've dealt with my annoying voice, I might say, and have kept going with me on this amazing celestial journey. Right, to give a quick wrap up before we go, let's talk about our discussions that have been discussed tonight. Right, firstly, we talked about the Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technologies new special, very, very well known guest, Dr. Elia, a historian of science. He has visited the Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology and toured its facilities on April 16th. She was very happy with the tour, and we are genuinely looking for future collaborations and future projects. And I personally cannot wait to see what will this give us in the future and what will the future hold for our space exploration, especially when it comes from Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology. We also talked about NASA's Mars sample return plan, which is getting delayed, we can say, because of the $11 billion cost, which is definitely very, very, very high. And NASA is trying to look for alternative ways. They are trying to make up new workshops with other private space companies to try to find other solutions on how to get this valuable, very valuable Mars sample and bring it back to Earth with less costs. And a better way, basically. We also talked about a new black hole which is sleeping, and I wouldn't say only sleeping, it's actually lurking close to planet Earth in our Milky Way, and it is definitely big. We got scared, as we listened to a black hole and how and what does it sound like. We also talked about the new stargazing update, which is the next full moon, and it's going to be on April 23rd next week on Tuesday. Again, I do encourage all of you to take amazing pictures of the full moon. Do DM us on our Pulse95 Instagram account to send us the amazing pictures. We will definitely love to see them all, and we might be able to post them on our Pulse95 account as well. Do also text us on 4215. Let me know what you guys think. Any other updates or any other ideas that you would like for me to discuss or talk about on Kalam Astro. I'm highly, highly excited to listen and to get feedback from you, and I'm very, very open to all of your suggestions and comments. Well, that is a wrap up for tonight, but the good news is we still got tomorrow. I would definitely love for all of you to keep looking at the stars at the moment and wait till we meet again on Kalam Astro on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95. All day, every day. This is Pulse 95.